You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Grover Anderson. You may know him as a local singer, songwriter, and musician. Grover is also a Bret Harte High School drama teacher. Third year at Bret Harte High School, right?
Yeah, my third year there.
So did you attend Bret Harte as a student?
Yeah, I graduated in 2004. And the theater that we use now opened my sophomore year of high school. So the first play that we did there was The Wiz. And that seems like a long time ago, but I guess 17 years now?
Gorgeous theater.
It's an amazing building. I can't believe I have the keys to it.
Now, when you were a student at Bret Harte, did you fathom that someday you would return as a teacher?
I did not. You know, it's a job that I kind of fell into. I had just moved back to the area. And when I was looking for a career up here, I was still commuting to the Bay Area at the time. I started substituting at Bret Harte, and the drama teacher told me he was going to be leaving at the end of the year and said, hey, this job's going to become available. You should check it out. So I looked into what it would take, and it was something that I could do. So I got really excited to pursue it.
Kind of freak you out a little bit that you were going to be teaching high school students?
A little bit. But, you know, the high school students, I had been working construction in the Bay Area, and the high school students can't be scarier than some of the people down there.
There's a play that is starting this evening. It is called Legally Blonde, the musical. Now, as you know, here in Tuolumne County, Sonora High School just ran with that same play, Legally Blonde, the musical, about a month ago. What is it about this current play that is so popular now with high school productions?
You know, it's been promoted on MTV and a couple other, you know, big media events. But honestly, the soundtrack is amazing. It's got really, really good, enjoyable music to kind of sing along to, and it's helpful because it's been stuck in my head for the last 2 months, so thank goodness for that. The message of the play is a pretty good one, you know, that you've probably got what it takes inside of you, you just got to find it. You don't need to be defined by your relationship or by the way that you look or other people. The main character really succeeds because she finds what she needed inside herself. And sometimes it takes friends and people who care about her to push her in the right direction. But she succeeds based on what she's got inside of her. And I think that's a great message for kids.
I saw the movie maybe 20 years ago. I have no idea when it actually came out, but it feels like it was about 20 years ago.
Almost dead on.
Is there a difference between watching the movie, the feature film, versus the musical?
So in some ways, yes, very much so. There are some plot elements that have been updated to, you know, make it look a little more enjoyable on the stage. There's a few big changes that, you know, the first time I saw the musical, I was thinking of the movie. And when the changes occurred, I was like, that is really fun to watch. Some things that have not changed, it's still rated PG-13. So if you've seen the movie, know that the language is about the same. But other than that, it's the same story. It's just, you know, told for the stage. And it's got a lot of, there is a song called The Bend and Snap, which if you've seen the movie, they turned it into a song, which is pretty awesome.
All right. So parents, guardians, grandparents all advise that this is rated PG-13. It can be a little salty at times.
Yeah, it's certainly nothing that's going to, you know, cause people to come with pitchforks or anything. But, you know, it's a little bit of coarse language.
As far as being a musical, then, is this current drama department, or are you dealing with a lot of talented individuals?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We've got some students who've been in the program, you know, all 3 years with me, a couple of them are graduating, a couple of them are juniors. But then on the other side, I believe almost half of our cast is people who are doing a Bret Harte musical for the first time, which is a, you know, drama teacher is really, really exciting for me because they've shown up, they've put in the work, and they're really enthusiastic, and you're seeing the results of the work on stage. I'm really excited for them to get this experience.
Tell us about showtimes. The play starts tonight and runs through Saturday.
Correct, yes. It's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7 p.m., and then there's also a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m.
Should we reserve our tickets in advance?
You can if you're 24 hours in advance. So tonight's show, you probably need to just get them at the door. But from then on, if you go to legallybh.bpt.me, you can order them in advance, which is always helpful. But if you don't mind waiting in line at the box office, you can show up. That opens an hour before the show.
And a telephone number for more information.
736-2507, extension 1022.
Of all the plays that you've put on over the past 3 years, are you looking forward to tonight?
Oh my gosh, yes, so much.
Are you nervous?
You know, I'm pretty tired. I've been there pretty late all week, so the excitement will probably start bubbling up around 5 o'clock tonight.
Grover Anderson, Bret Hart High School drama teacher. By the way, are you booked for the Calaveras Fair this year?
I am. I'll be there Friday and Saturday.
Look forward to seeing you then. Grover Anderson, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mark.